Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wikicuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's the Falling from Grace podcast.
Welcome to the Falling from Grace podcast show. I am your host, Angel, and with me is my wonderful co-host, Danielle.
Hello, hello.
We unfortunately are not live on Facebook tonight, but most other weeks you can catch us there. We are on Facebook, though, under Falling from Grace podcast and also under Wicked Curiosity Media. Wicked Curiosity Media has a link to our website, which desperately needs to be updated, but it is there. You will be able to find us on Twitch soon. I don't know that handle, but that's where we'll be. We also have a TikTok. That's kind of fun. Go to Wicked Angel on TikTok, and you can see our latest Halloween videos. Pretty cool, pretty fun. Give us a like and a follow over there. We'd love it. And I think that's it tonight.
The end, bye. All done.
It's been like weeks. I'm out of practice. We've not been on air for a while.
It's been busy.
It has been busy. And it gets busy. It's going to be just like from Halloween through the new year. It's going to be nonstop. It's always super busy, super stressful. Lots to talk about all the time, but super busy, super stressful. We spent the last few weeks getting ready for Halloween here in Tennessee. That was pretty fun. Dan created a new prop this year. We had a vomiting skeleton in our front yard. He had too much fireball. So, got a few compliments on that.
It was very impressive.
We had a lot of blood. We had a lot of blood happening. My brand new shoes have blood on them just from trying to walk into my house.
Oh, no.
Yes. So, Austin's brand new boots got broken.
With blood?
With blood.
Oh.
So.
Surprisingly, my shoes stayed clean. I was the one doing all the blood.
Yeah. It was, and you know, our youngest loves that part of Halloween. She waits the whole time. She's ready to pour blood on things.
But she's the little artist. All of them are, but
she's the one who gets out there. She gets out there with her little containers of blood and dumps it on everything.
Oh, because it's fun, because you can be messy. There's no, like, lines.
She has to be barefoot. She has to be in something that's not going to be, like, upsetting if she gets it gross, because a lot of times she will do bloody footprints through the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, she's covered.
I'm loving it.
She looks like a hot mess.
An excuse to be messy.
She had to be a bloody cheerleader this year.
Oh.
She bloodied up her own costume.
She did. And then Liam bloodied his up. He was a vampire.
I don't think I noticed that in the pictures.
Yeah.
I didn't get to come over, but I didn't notice the blood. I'll have to go back and look again.
Yeah. They did really good, though. That was a really good trick-or-treating experience this year. We've had kind of a hit or miss here in our neighborhood. There have been years where there was literally nobody, and nobody was really handing anything out, and it was kind of a bust and kind of disappointing. And then, like, our first year here, the whole neighborhood was out and doing their thing, and it was kind of like that this year. It was really great to see everybody out just having a good time.
I saw there were several other yards decorated and people doing fun things in their yards just based on the pictures I saw.
We had a system this year, and the system worked because usually it's just a hot, jumbled mess of kids running to and fro to houses. And so this year it was, you could only do the right side of the street. That's it. You stay to the right. And then it created a path all through the neighborhood, and it was quick and concise, and we made it home by like 8:30.
And your legs were killing you.
No, it was actually not bad.
So we got a compliment on the decorations on the inside of the house.
Nice.
So I showed them at work today to some people, and one of them said that we should really look into doing a haunted walkthrough at some point. And I spoke up and said, probably not through my house, but eventually when I, you know, am able to get a building, because it's always been a dream of mine to be able to do, like, my own haunted house, my own haunted walkthrough.
Yes. Not in my living room.
No.
There are, like, people enough for that.
No.
Are there shoes?
Thanks.
No. No.
But
you, like, build some sort of like tent system in your yard.
That's what somebody does, and if we can get that garage cleaned out, that's what somebody in Broadacres does. Is they have a large, like, awning that they put over their driveway, and so it extends all the way to the bottom of the driveway, and you enter there, and it's like a scary, like, haunted thing that they do every year.
Yeah. You know, I told him once I get, you know, more land and stuff like that, and I was like, plus, you know, I don't have the money right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, I mean, you could talk to an investor, possibly somebody in the store.
I mean, I would love to find investors for a lot of things. I suck at that.
I don't. I can do up a business proposal.
I think it would be fun, though. I mean,
it's in college.
Right.
That master's degree.
I got college. I still don't like talking to people.
Yours is in business.
No, it's still.
Yours is all about talking to people.
I'm literally for talking to people.
But yours is more talking to kids, and you are able to talk to kids.
Yes.
Whereas mine is open.
And you're not able to
talk to kids. I have three best friends in my life. I have my husband, Danielle, and the guy in glasses. And I still have a hard time not feeling awkward with my own female best friend. Like, I still am, like, awkward silence. I don't do people very well. And I love my friends. I just suck at people.
And COVID has made that worse.
It has.
Because we don't know how to interact.
My social abilities have gone downhill.
You want a drink? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
few of those, and then I'm like everybody's friend, but
except your husband's.
I'm sorry. I can be grumpy,
but she loves the sandwiches.
No, I don't, because I lose them apparently.
Did she tell you about that?
A little bit. Because
we're going to go ahead and embarrass her.
I mean, it is what it is. I embarrass myself all the time. What's embarrassing is when you're 17-year-old. Go, like, when you're taking her to school, and she's like, you lost your sandwich on the couch last night. I looked at her, and I was like, what sandwich? She goes, the sandwich you had for dinner.
No. I got to back up. So, we came home Halloween night. There really wasn't a whole lot to eat, so she made the kids some sandwiches.
I don't remember that.
And she was like, you know, what are we going to have? I was like, I'll just order some Domino's. Ordered two pizzas and two sandwiches. They came. I brought them in. I grabbed my sandwich. And she was like, do you have your sandwich? Yes, I'm eating it now. Whose is this? Yours. Okay. So she proceeds to take it out of the box, puts it in a bowl, throws the box away, and comes into the living room. And she's eating it. And then I think she had to put the kids to bed or take the dog out.
That's dangerous.
And then she came back. She's like, where's my sandwich? So we opened the garbage.
What?
We opened the garbage, and her box is in there. Crushed. And I was like, the box is in here. We looked all around the kitchen. She's like, I did not eat my sandwich. Where's my sandwich? I was like, I don't know. Apparently you ate it. And our 17-year-old is in the living room. You ate it. So she's like, I guess I must have ate it. And stood there in the kitchen for a minute. So I went and sat back down. Because I had finished my sandwich. You know, I grabbed a piece of pizza. And I went back to sit back down on the couch to watch TV. I look over at her spot. Her sandwich is sitting in the bowl on the pillow next to her spot. I was like, your sandwich is in here.
I vaguely remember that.
So she came in and she ate it. And then, of course, she's falling asleep on the couch and yelling at me because I'm telling her to go to bed.
I didn't yell at you.
You did.
I did not.
You totally did.
I did not yell at you.
But anyway, so she comes down the next morning. She's like, when did we order Domino's? And I'm like, last night? Did I eat anything? You had a whole ass sandwich.
I was so disappointed. I kind of like this to come to you.
She's like, I don't remember eating it. I don't know what to tell you. You lost it once. I'm sure you ate it the second time.
Listen, I felt bad enough, though, that I have not touched any alcohol all week. I'm good.
All week. Like it's been 7 days.
Well, it's literally Tuesday.
I'm just saying, when Chasers are coming, they're not going to have any either. Not promising Friday. But once I'm, Also, just in case anybody ever wanted to know, Truly Extras are truly like Four Loko. You probably shouldn't drink them.
Yeah.
And I was there.
Plus the four shots that you had also.
Yeah, well, there's that. But I'm just saying, Four Loko was the devil when I was younger, and I drank a lot of it. I know that feeling.
Forcing shots on people that hate Fireball. You have to drink it. It's tradition. You have to drink it.
Travis, I didn't force Travis to drink
you
it.
Did.
I told him to drink it. He drank it.
You forced him. That's literally forcing.
It's not.
That's bullying.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You are a bully when you're drunk.
Well, I
reminds me of somebody else.
I'll be good.
Dying glasses. He's kind of a bully.
He's kind of an ass.
When
I'm kind
drinking,
of
you're kind of a bitch.
Yeah. Not all the time. Just when we go back to that level.
I mean, when you get to that level of drinking.
Yeah.
If one's good, you should have the whole bottle.
If one shot's good, let's have the whole bottle. Probably.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, no.
That's just their mentality, though.
So if you see me with a black eye on Friday, you know she had the whole bottle.
I'm not drinking until Friday.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah. So if you come
Today
over...
The kids.
So if you come over later and you notice that I have a black eye, it's because I said something to her when I came home from work.
You didn't. You took her sandwich.
I did her sandwich. And the pizza boxes, apparently.
Dude, they ate the hell out of that pizza, though.
It's good. Anyway, I'm out.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Enjoy your dinner. Okay. He'll remember his.
Yeah.
I know where mine is. It's in the microwave.
Because I told you where it was.
Yeah, but I still would have known it's in the microwave. Or I would have gotten my own.
He won't forget.
I know.
I'll probably leave it on the couch and forget about it.
Cats won't.
Speaking of cats.
The cats will be like, damn, we've not had that in a long time.
You know what your asshole cats did this morning?
They're not mine. I only claim one. I literally only claim one.
You know what the asshole cats did this morning?
Sure. No, I don't.
You didn't notice that there was something missing off the front door?
I did. I put it back.
Oh, okay.
I put it back.
Yeah.
They've done it before, so I'm not really sure how.
They jump, and then they latch onto it and pull it down because it's literally just a magnet.
I don't understand why, though. Lightning usually gets a curtain.
Probably because they're going after a bug.
Oh, well, I put it back up this morning.
You know how to eliminate bugs? Close the door when you take the dog outside. Just kidding. Just taking on you because it's been a while.
I do that so that when she inevitably hurts me again, people will hear me when I yell.
Eventually, they'll get hungry.
That's why I do that, though, because she has already pulled me down 3 times. I'm like, fuck it. Nobody heard me the first 2 times. Leave the door open so I don't die.
And then we get bugs and the cats tear up the house.
Right, but bugs, dead wife.
I'm just waiting on your response. Oh.
I'm saying what about you being lucky.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love it. And I'm out.
I'm
he would have no dinner in the microwave.
Right?
Once in the lunchbox.
Well, I mean, up to that point, Halloween was actually pretty good. We had Wicked Willie with us. He was pretty, he had a good time. He went around and terrorized all the trick-or-treaters. That was pretty cool. We saw a lot of really cool costumes this year. Our neighbor across the street, her little boy, was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Aww.
In a little inflatable suit. It was very cute. I liked it a lot.
Aww.
So.
My youngest grandson was the little silly man that does that.
Oh.
That the college deal, which I don't know what the official title is, but he had a blast with that. I didn't get to see him in person, but I saw the pictures. But, yeah.
How's your grandson?
Which one? The youngest.
Okay.
The oldest was just a little cross player.
Because
he's 15 and too cool for that.
Yeah, well, I have a 19-year-old. He looked like a murdering lumberjack.
I saw that. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
that's scary, especially with all the blood.
And then the 17-year-old was the Purge. And this was her first year to not be with us. Like, last year she got to go off, but she had to be in the neighborhood. This year she was in the next neighborhood over with all of her friends.
And she had her little school baby. Right?
And she also, yes, so we had a whole weekend of electronic baby. And he had a costume of sorts. He had a little pumpkin outfit. It was very cute. And she had to take him with her wrapped up because they are definitely sensitive to, like, cold. So she had to have him swaddled up and have a hat on his head. And we pulled out our old stroller and aired up the tires so she could put him in a stroller. And she took her baby trick-or-treating.
Oh, that's a good place to store your candy too.
It was kind of, I mean, it was cute. It was a lot of work for both of us. She got annoyed a lot, so I don't think she's in a hurry to have a baby anytime soon.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't know if it really did its job or if that's just natural for her, but yeah, she was like, I mean, I kind of maybe I'll miss him a little bit, but not really. Like, I'm just ready for him to go back.
Yep, go to sleep and,
yes.
Like, enjoy being a teenager.
She did really good, though. I've seen a lot of kids really lose it with those babies. And I think they do it on purpose. You know, they make it extra hard because she's like, this isn't even realistic. And I said, well,
it could be.
Really? Really?
For some babies, it's realistic because you have all the colic.
Feel better? I think so.
Oh my god.
The cat's deciding it's been a rough night too.
There's paper right there. You could vomit on that. Thanks. But she had her best friend and her best guy friend and like 4 other people and they went out and they did their thing till about 8:30. I mean, it wasn't even late. And then they came home. Everybody got a ton of candy, and I think it was a pretty successful Halloween. I really just can't get over the fact that all the way up until the date of Halloween, there are nonstop posts on community pages asking if we're trick-or-treating on Saturday or Sunday. What day is Halloween? But why is this the same question every year? Who changes holidays for convenience? I'm not hearing out. Don't send your kids to my house on the 30th. Because they won't get nothing but some dog food in a bag. Okay? October 31st, we handed out candy all day long. We had so much candy left over that Austin gave the poor neighbor girl next door, like, 2 pounds of candy.
Oh, wow.
Just dumped it in her shirt.
What?
Her mom came over the next morning and was like, I just gave her a lot of candy. I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it.
You're welcome.
Although I have been known to be that parent. If they don't look like Halloween, and I was kind of disappointed that they gave it all away, because if they don't look like Halloween candy, I recycle them.
Yeah.
And they become Christmas candy.
Yeah.
And now I don't have that.
Yeah.
Like an asshole. Last year I had bags separated from, like, the ones that distinctly were Halloween or fall went into a bag and they went down into the little candy thing. But everything else got put into baggies by chocolate and non-chocolate, and they went in talking.
That worked?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for a ridiculous amount of time.
Now I can do that. This is all my recycling candy away.
You got to dig through that early.
And then, you know, we take our Halloween down, like, immediately. It's done. It's over. We're done. Dan power washed the porch and the driveway, and it looks fairly good. We'll see. Hopefully we'll get some rain between now and Christmas. But now we are diving into the other holiday. All of the Christmas is about to come out of the garage.
Get one all boxed up just to bring out the other.
I can't do it until we get another box, because he always adds to whatever holiday it is. And so we would pack everything up, and I was like, this is not all going to fit. We can't put anything in the garage, so it's all in a box. This is not going to fit.
I could have brought you some boxes. I got a ton of them.
Well, I usually get those clear totes so I can see what holiday is staring at me.
That's smart.
Because there's a lot of holiday stuff in the garage. Even when I clean it out, probably a third of it is still going to be holiday stuff.
So,
did you guys have trick-or-treaters?
No.
What?
Because I live, so, well, you've been to the house. So you go up a hill, and then you start going back down a hill. And there's only my house and then two more houses past it. I'm at a dead end. And the first year I lived there, I had to run out and get more candy because I had so many trick-or-treaters. But the next year I prepared for that by getting, like, extra bags. And then I ended up with all those left because I only had, like, two for trick-or-treaters. And I've been there 7-8 years. So the last couple of years, you know, I've been busier, done other things. Last year I came here. And then this year, I totally forgot it was Halloween.
Oh, no.
And I did not buy any candy. And I was coming home from the grocery store at, like, 6 o'clock and passed a bunch of trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood and was like, oh, God. Because I'd waited for my granddaughter to come. I knew she was coming by early. And so I went down to the little gas station specifically to get some candy that she could have. You know, she's only 18 months old.
Yeah.
So obviously she didn't really eat candy, but I wanted to get some things that at least she could take a bite of. And then after they left, I went to the grocery store. So here it is, you know, 6:30, and I'm coming back home. And and I just bought, like, regular groceries. And I'm packing all these trick-or-treaters. I don't know why the earlier visit from her didn't trigger that, oh, yeah, all the other kids are going to be coming through the neighborhood. It didn't even occur to me. So I like, slowly, you know, went through the little, all the traffic. And as I get closer to my house, of course, there's less traffic because there's not a main entrance there. And so I just hurried down my driveway and, like, hurried, got my groceries in before anybody could see me. Because I went and looked just because I was curious if I had any candy. And the candy I found was from Easter. So I didn't throw that away. I'm pretty sure those parents would not be happy with me.
Cadbury egg and puppy biscuit. Which one are we going for?
And there might be a Christmas Reese's in there from last year. I mean, you know. But I was like, yeah, I think I need to throw away the candy. Because my younger grandson used to always love candy. And he would come to the house. Like, he knew the container that the candy was kept in, and I don't eat a whole lot of sweets.
Yes,
I'm in the mood for it, I will, but otherwise I forget about it.
I haven't even done a candy pack this year.
Yeah, so it's just like, I forget it's there because it's up in a cabinet, and the guy in glasses, if he doesn't see it, he doesn't eat it. So unless it's out, it's not. It's
safe.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, anyhow.
No trick-or-treaters for you.
One trick-or-treater.
Oh.
Just my grandbaby.
That's fine.
But the others are so, they're like 45 minutes away, so. They just don't, yeah, they don't get out. And they do like a little, you know, friends kind of thing. They get together and stuff and do a little party with them. So it's fine. It's sad, but it's fine. That's what happens when they get older.
Don't tell me that. I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can. I loved the fact that our oldest initially, and I kind of felt bad because initially he was like, I'm probably just not going to dress up. I'll just sit out there and hand out candy. And I was like, that's fine. You know, you have a mask. You can wear your mask. He's like, yeah, I could probably do that. But then he kind of got into it. And then he was like, well, where's Katie going? And I said, you know, she's going over to the next neighborhood with her friends. And he's like, well, I'd go with her. I was like, but you already chose the table.
You can't be in both places,
yeah,
buddy.
I don't know who's going to get it. I said, maybe we can shuffle it. He's like, no, it's fine.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's disappointing.
But he did get to hang out with his dad.
That's
his dad stayed and did the table with him. Had his dog here, which we were going to take the dog with us, but he was being very rowdy, and there was a lot of people. And I didn't want to have to carry him all over.
Just put him in a little pumpkin, little trick-or-treat
ball. Right? He almost bought him a costume. Not even lying. It almost happened.
So, did you talk about the other two costumes?
Liam was a vampire. Initially, you know, kids always want to be whatever is popular. And I know we don't like to see the reality of shortages, but it's there. And like the Halloween store here, Spirit Halloween, whatever, their costumes are outrageously priced for one night. I can't do it.
And
I can't spend $100 for a one night thing. And so, you know, we were like, we'll just look online. And they wanted to be Harry Potter. And I could not find anything that wasn't either super cheap looking or super expensive or wasn't going to get here till December, which would have done me no good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? We're probably going to have to step it back. We're going to have to kind of go old school this year, you know, pick like a normal costume.
Mm-hmm.
And so our youngest was a cheerleader, which was super fitting, and she rocked it. She looked very cute. I don't know where she got her looks, but she's a gorgeous little girl. And our youngest son was a vampire, and he looked awesome. And so they just did their thing.
All the candy.
They got so much candy.
Do they still do, like, Halloween parties at schools anymore?
No, not in the Bible Belt, because, you know, it offends people.
I forget what we used to call it. It feels like it wasn't. I mean, when I was a kid, we did actual Halloween.
Absolutely.
And
you wear
dressed
your
up
costume
and
to school and have fun. And
yeah.
We don't do that here. When we're in Oklahoma, when the kids went to my hometown school, we still did all that stuff.
It was called Fall Festival, maybe, when the kids were old. My kids were younger. Maybe
and,
some sort
well,
of fall
we,
party or something
we
like that.
We did that, too. We had, like, a fall carnival or something at the elementary school. But they were able, like, we did stuff at school here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that, which is, I mean, whatever. But, like, Liam, our youngest son, had a Halloween dance. So he got to take his costume to school, and they had, like, a two-hour dance, and that was fun for him, I guess. I don't know. I don't see there. But he seemed to have fun. And then they used to do, like, a book dress-up day around the time of Halloween, where they could dress up as something, but it wasn't, like, Halloween stuff. But they didn't do that this year. We did have, I'm super appreciative of the thought that went behind replacing what used to be Halloween at our elementary. We would all pile into the school like a train wreck and go through these trick-or-treat things, and the kids liked it. It was hot and crowded, but they loved it. Can't do that because of COVID. So they decided to do a drive-through trick-or-treat thing. Instead of a trunk-or-treat, which would have been a lot easier, they did a drive-through at an elementary school that sucks at pickup lines.
So we're going to pick up candy. And
we left a little late because our oldest daughter had physical therapy, and I thought it started at 5:30. She didn't get done until 5. That's when it actually started. So I pulled into the driveway and was like, just get in the car, let's go. The school's 5 minutes away. This should have taken all of 10, and it did. Once we got there, it's like 10 minutes of grabbing candy and going. It took us an hour.
Just to get there?
To get to the front of the line because they could not figure out how to direct traffic so that it wasn't, like, blocking traffic on main roads. And so where we were already, we were, like, more than halfway there. And then they diverted us to another line. And then we were, behind everybody. I don't typically have road rage. But some of y'all parents are rude as fuck. I'm sorry. I've never seen people blatantly squishing together with their cars to make sure that nobody else could get in when the lines are supposed to merge because you want to be one ahead of somebody in a car. I was so physically by the time we got to the front of the line.
Give me some of that.
I was just like, just roll your fucking window down, put your bags out, say thank you. I just want to go home now. Because we had a date scheduled for that night. So I was trying, I had all planned out in my head. We could get there 5:30, be home by 6. It's not a big deal. I can make them dinner. I can grab a shower. Like, we'll be ready to go.
Right.
No. It was after 7 when we got home.
Wow.
I had to shove food in their faces and run out the door. It was horrible. It was really great in theory. But execution was god-awful. I have a trunk or treat. We all park and get out of our own cars. Trunk or treat.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And you can still do some social distancing with trunk or treat. I mean.
And you can tell people to wear a mask. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
But don't make me do that again. That was horrible. And what's funny is everybody in this town, at least, is so afraid to ever complain about anything. And I don't want to be the first.
But
so
you
I didn't
are.
Say anything. But, like, I could not believe that not one person had anything to say about it. Not one person. Because we don't want to hurt feelings. Constructive criticism. That's what I call it. It was so bad. Poor Joe, poor Dan just sitting there like, we just go home. Well, no, because we're locked in line now.
We're stuck.
Like, we're in the line that literally can't go anywhere else. You can't turn around. You can't go back. No, we're good. We're just going to sit here until we get up there.
It's like getting in the drive-thru that has
a
curb in the bank.
There's an embankment over here and a parking lot here, and there's cars behind us and in front of us. No, we're not going anywhere. We're in it to win it.
We're committed.
And the teachers looked exhausted by the time we got up there.
I'm sure, because they've worked all day, too.
And they've
been with these kids all day.
It was supposed to be over at 6:30. There much later than anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow.
Should have had a little more thought behind the whole...
We could have just planned out all the contingencies. That would have been... And then... So, plainly, there is a one-direction line. For both lines, we're all going in the same direction, though, coming from the same direction. People at the back of the line have been there for, 45 minutes. Then you got these people that were coming in towards us, and the cop was diverting them, merging them in front of everybody. They're at the front of the line now. That's literally the entrance to where you pick up your candy. Just popping them in there. And I was like, I rolled my window down because I was going to say something. I was going to say something. Like, it's rude. That's rude.
Yeah.
Go get in the back of the line.
Right.
Dean was like, roll the window up. Do not say anything to that police officer. Roll the window up.
Do not speak.
So I'm like, fine. So rude. So very rude.
You are rude, sir.
Right, how can you not see the mile of traffic back there? That's okay, Cindy Lou. Pop right in here. I've been sitting here for an hour, but, you go first.
Oh,
it was bad. It's really hard as a parent because I would say I'm a semi-gentle parent. I try not to yell and scream and, lose it with my kids. But it was so hard in that moment to just breathe through and not be yelling at people and not yelling at the kids who are now getting bored in the back seat because they just want to get their candy and go home. And I'm just sitting there holding my steering wheel like,
how about next year we just give them all a bag of candy before they leave school that day, and then we'll all be done.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, the high school lets the kids, by class, they let the kids trick-or-treat through the halls.
Yeah.
They pay, like, I don't know, it's like $1, $5. I think it's only $1, but they can wear their costume, and then they get to trick-or-treat with their high school teachers. Like, can we just not learn for a day? Because it's the day before Halloween, and devote that to some fun and let, like, each class,
because
it wouldn't take very long, let each class go through, like, the gym or something with some teacher treat and take that candy home, and we could be done for the whole day.
The whole day.
We don't have to do anything. And no, I had to dress them up for 10 minutes of candy. That took 2 hours. Never again. I don't think they thought that many people would show up.
Probably not. But the kids got a bunch of loot, right?
I mean, they did pretty good. It wasn't much from the school, but they had plenty of candy downstairs. But my kids are sneaky, so I'm not sure that they actually have that much candy left. And the dads keep taking candy tax.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah. I got some peanut M&Ms. That was my...
That was your treat.
That was your treat. I'm good.
Yeah, I do miss that about... having little ones and taking them trick-or-treating. It was like, oh, you don't like that, Snickers?
Right.
Okay, I'll have it.
Well, like, Sophia doesn't do chocolate, so she'll be giving that stuff away till it's gone.
Wow.
She's not a huge chocolate fan. She likes, like, Starburst and Skittles, and Halloween has gotten a lot more chocolate to it than it used to,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think she kind of misses out just a little bit, but she's not a huge sweets fan either,
mm-hmm.
so she's fine.
Yeah.
At some point, she'll go in there and be like, Daddy ate all my candy. It's all gone.
It's a good thing Christmas is coming.
Right. I think Santa is probably going to take a break on, and he did last year, too. There wasn't as much candy happening. And the kids are getting older, so I don't feel like there are certain things that are staple that they always get from him. They always get their little... storybook candies, and then they always get coins. You know, we've had to talk to them about the fact that some things may be a little different this year because we just don't know what the supply is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm normally stressed out by December 1st. I'm stressed out today.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how Christmas is going to look this year.
Well, just a very different kind of Christmas.
Yes.
I mean,
I feel like it'll be a more peaceful Christmas this year, and I'm looking forward to that. I don't know. We love our Christmases. Christmas is big here.
That's what the guy in glasses and I were talking about, and he was like, can you please get together a list of, you know, you and I talked about this last year, I think, you know, give me a list of things that you want. I'm like, I don't want anything. If I need it, I get it. If I want it that bad, I get
it.
But I don't really want to. Can we just do, like, an experience together? Can we just, like, spend time together? Because that's my love language is hanging out together, spending quality time, no matter what we're doing. And he's like, yeah, but, like, don't you want to wake up Christmas and open presents? And I'm like, no, but I know you do.
That's what I was about.
But I want to open presents. I'm like, okay.
Functional. I like functional.
Mm-hmm.
I like pink. Like, I try to give, like,
yeah,
subtle things that you can work with.
Well, my problem is the things I want are things that are, like, expensive. Like, a big KitchenAid stand mixer that's like $300. Yeah.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Because I have a KitchenAid stand mixer and it certainly didn't cost $300.
Yeah.
So I'm not spending that kind of money.
Right. Exactly.
But
yeah.
Dan got it for me and I think he got it like less than $200.
Yeah.
It's not a big one, but it's big enough.
Yeah. And my other things are like, well, can you like redo the back deck? Can you put new flooring in the house? Can you pay my driveway? You
know,
things
like
that.
What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Make the toilet so I don't have to.
Yes, there you go. There's
time to replace my faucet. Yeah.
I mean, how many do you list? Yeah. Like, those are the things that would mean so much to me. I don't need to open a gift, but if you could do these things, that's great.
Yeah, but he's gotten used to our Christmas morning here and them. You know, we try to hold out so that he has time to do his stuff in the morning and then can get here, because Christmas mornings are a big deal. I don't know. I was poor growing up. We did not have, like, super cheerful, fun Christmas mornings. My mom tried sometimes. And I don't know. Even if it's not about the money that you spend, but just I love seeing them in the mornings and making it an all-day thing, because it kind of sucks when it kind of, you got 30 minutes of everybody shuffling through paper and then they're, you know, the kids are gone doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm going to drag this out. We're going to do this all day. I'm going to soak in as much little kid fun time as possible.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they're at ages where they're starting to do less toys and more just things that are more expensive, so there's fewer of them.
Yes.
And they're not as ecstatic and joyful when they're happy, but they don't have that little kid glee about them.
Well,
that,
it's all health.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be different this year. I officially have kids that don't really, not really into, like, the fun stuff. It's so much easier to shop for them when I can go to Walmart and be like, the toys.
What all would
and I'm
you
like, what does this little girl want? Like, what kind of makeup do you buy? And they all want merch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's probably not going to happen this year.
Yeah.
There's no way that that stuff's going to make it here in time, especially since most YouTubers that my kids watch, a lot of them are in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's no way. It won't make it here by Christmas. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. No. Not unless you find a cheap knockoff on Amazon.
A wish version.
And I do try to get some of their people. Thankfully, sometimes they'll get some of their stuff on Amazon. But it is a lot harder. You know, if you guys have ideas on how to get, like, YouTuber or TikTok merch quicker, I'm all ears, because it is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I, too, am going to make Danielle make a list. So just so we're clear. My kids have till Friday, if they're listening at all, any of them, to come up with Santa's list. He said it has to be early this year.
Yeah, you've got to have it early. Well, that's what with the great, you know, the older grandkids, the younger grandkid, I could buy her a rock and she'd be happy with
what?
It. But the older ones, they're just like, they just want just money.
I don't need
money. Money and gift cards. And I'm like, I need something you can open fun, you know. It's got to be something else.
Yep, that's our rule. I don't do gift cards. Get that from your grandparents.
Yes.
Mama doesn't do gift cards or money. Not for Christmas.
Yep.
I want to see you open some shit.
I'm only
they tried it before. They've tried it before. They're like, but we're older now. Can I just have a gift card? No. You know, write your Nana.
Put something on there. Oh, funny. Fun times.
Did you have big Christmases as a kid?
Ours were like yours. Like, we were poor. We just didn't know we were poor. Like,
oh, I didn't know.
I remember wanting a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, me too.
So bad.
Yes.
And we had this neighbor that sewed for a living.
You're about to do it.
So she made us this little homemade Cabbage Patch Kid.
Were they doll babies? That was the name of the head.
No, this was all cloth. Like, it was all sewed.
So
it was so ugly, but it was like, no. And it was, as a kid, you're heartbroken.
Yeah.
You just, oh, but I mean, you know, it was sweet.
It is. It is. I think one of the nicest things that my mom ever did is I wanted a Cabbage Patch, and I got one. Not sure how she got it. I did get one, but then I wanted two. I wanted twins. And they weren't really twins, but she got a doll head. It's supposed to look like a Cabbage Patch face. Nostrils are a little different, though. A little weird looking. And then, you know, they've got the yarn here. Well, if you look at a Cabbage Patch doll, they don't yarn the whole head. It's only the outer part, and then they pull the hair back. She yarned the entire head.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then she made a very awkward but cute body. And so I had a doll baby that was supposed supposed to be a Cabbage Patch, and then a Cabbage Patch. And the names are Jessica and Stacy. Probably my favorite, and I think they're still in my storage unit.
What? What kind of twin names?
Well, I don't know. One was blonde, one was red. They had to have different names.
Was one chocolate and one white.
Yeah, so Jessica was dark skin and had brown hair, so she wanted her to be like, you know, Cabbage Patch kids are supposed to look like you.
Right.
And they didn't have dark skin and blonde hair. So as close to a native baby as she could get, that was what she did. And I will admit, out of all of the horrendous Christmases that I had, that was probably the best.
Aww.
The other one was, because we were like poor. So there was a year that we were not going to do Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was like six. And my uncle was living with us at the time. He was, I don't know, like super early 20s, super cool dude, rode a motorcycle, had hair down to his ass,
mm-hmm.
super cool. And he strung popcorn with us, and we made construction paper chains, and that's how we decorated the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made gifts that year and wrapped them in newspaper. Again, we're talking like Hallmark sad movie type shit. Like, we wrapped it in newspaper, and we had presents under the tree, and it was probably the best Christmas I ever had, though. Like, it was shit, but I had stuff to open Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Never really noticed, you know, you see people all the time now that are like, don't post, like, your Christmas tree and all your presents and what all the cool things your kids are getting because you're going to hurt somebody else's feelings. I knew that my friends got it.
Yeah.
I knew that Santa brought them different than he brought me. I never had never associated it with I get less because we're not as good. You know, I was happy with what I got.
Yeah.
They got me some, too.
Yeah.
You know, it was never fucking huffy, but whatever.
Never
got that big wheel.
She's not good at all.
But what you're getting this year. It never bothered me to know that my friends got really cool things.
Yeah.
You know, I don't typically post our tree after Santa comes just because I don't really want to hear the judgment on bad or good. But I always post the stockings because they're pretty cool. But I just think, I don't think it's that, kids don't worry about it the same as parents. I mean, maybe they do now. I don't know.
I think now they probably do, and everything's now more PC and don't hurt anybody's feelings and all that kind of stuff.
Well, no, but listen, you need to get with some Gen X people then, because nobody gave two shits about how sad your kid was Christmas morning.
Mm-mm.
and how happy theirs was.
Mm-mm.
And basically you either sucked it up or you could be miserable.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
It's one of the things you're glad to be getting anything.
Yeah.
Glad to be
anything. I'll tell you what, though. I had the ability. I had a lot more imagination as a kid than ours do now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I always wanted a Barbie house. My mom worked for U-Haul. And so, you know, U-Haul makes these foam things, like, to fit everything that you could possibly think of. So there's shapes and all this stuff. I remember making furniture out of it, using one big cardboard box and made floors. I had a Barbie house.
Yeah.
I don't need that shit.
Yeah. Our cardboard box playhouse.
Yes.
Our cardboard box Barbie house and our homemade Barbie clothes that were really just fabrics.
Yes.
That you just
that
like
you wrapped.
Taped and,
yes.
And Bobby or pinned in, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked my toys better then.
Well, you had to use more imagination. Now if the toy does everything for you, there's no imagination to be had, and they're always disappointed.
And that's what I always thought was fun about our youngest is she's definitely, like, when she was into dolls, she would do that. She,
mm-hmm.
I would lose socks and shirts and suddenly find, like, scraps of them somewhere because she was making Barbie clothes, which I was like, you know, I'm really super excited that you are so talented and creative, but if you don't stop cutting my socks up, you're going to have a problem.
Here are the ones that have holes in them anyway.
I have one sock of 50 pairs in that basket. Could you not have taken both of them? I needed other patterns.
Okay.
Well, now you guys get to wear mismatched socks because I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because growing up, we always had, if we had a tree, seems like we always had a real tree. But I grew up on a farm, and I didn't realize that was just the cheapest tree we could get because you went out back and cut
it. Got your own.
Yeah. as an adult, I was like, I'm not dealing with that fire hazard because there's just no way.
Yes.
I can't
put it out in the yard and watch it die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember one year, because we used to go to the little Christmas tree farm, you know, little stands or wherever you pick out your real tree and load it up and bring it home. We didn't have the money one year, and they had installed a drainage thing, like a, I don't know, like a whole area around our neighborhood that was fenced off so that water could drain in there so we wouldn't flood. Well, there were trees in there. And I remember my dad breaking into there and cutting one down
mm-hmm.
and bringing it home. And that was our Christmas tree
mm-hmm.
for free.
Yep.
It was not the prettiest Christmas tree. Not a little wonky. Had a bear spot in the back. It was a little extra fluffy in the front. But it had lights and a star on it. So
mm-hmm.
It's amazing what you remember
as an
adult.
And lights were like, that was a special treat to have lights on your tree.
I remember my mom trying to do flocking one year, and it was such a miss.
What is that?
The spray snow.
Oh.
We have cats. And the tinsel.
Mm-hmm. That was cheap.
Tinsel was like glitter. Mm-hmm. You were finding tinsel for months after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good thing we never did like that. That stuff's flammable, too.
Oh, yeah. See, and we always, it was an old farmhouse, and we didn't have central heat and air. We barely had running water. We had a wood stove.
And the tree was always next to it.
You think it back, and you're like, geez, it's a wonder we didn't die.
Yeah, my mom used to keep a pot of water there to make sure we didn't burn the tree down.
Yep. And to keep you from drying out.
Yes.
It was awful. Yeah. Many a day I'd come home from school and have to start a fire in there because, you know, latchkey kid, 8 years old, and I would be, like, huddled under a blanket with my sister trying to keep it warm going, I'm sorry I couldn't make the fire start.
I don't know what to do.
And I couldn't call because it was an emergency, even though it's 25 degrees outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun times.
Our kids are so much better off. Even
walked uphill in the snow both
ways.
Well,
even when we struggle, I still think, you know, it's not what it was.
No.
Because what it was pretty damn bad sometimes.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea the shit that I ate. Because we didn't have food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That key kid eating pickle sandwiches after school because I was like, I just want a snack.
I remember, as an adult, I have asked my parents, and they still won't answer, but we had pet rabbits, and, I mean, we ate a lot of chicken because it was cheap, and
it was
to get on the farm.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, like, we had these pet rabbits, and I guess it had been a really hard year, and somebody left their cage open, and they just got away, but I do remember having, like, chicken and dumplings that night, and I knew they were, like, the texture was different, and they were extra greasy.
You ate rabbit stew. Rabbit is so much greasier than chicken.
And it took, like, days, because I was old enough to kind of know, but not know, and we were devastated by the rabbits, and I was like, did we eat, like, whatever their names were, I don't even remember, and they were like, no, as an adult, I was like, there's no way we did not eat those rabbits. Like, it's fine. I get it. We ate our pets, right?
We ate fluffy, didn't we? That's why we never named the farm animals.
I was like, all those dogs that ran away. No, I'm just kidding. Not really. It wasn't that bad. We didn't have dogs.
No dogs. I did eat fuzzlies once, though.
They're actually not bad.
They remind me of okra. Nobody gets it. Because I've heard people say that it tastes like chicken, and to me it didn't. The crispiness of the outside of it, to me, tasted like okra. Like fried okra. Oh, I don't remember. My grandma made them. I'm sure they probably weren't because she was too little.
That might be one.
She's a little hillbilly-ish.
Yeah. The ones I've had were skinned, and it was just like chicken, especially if you season it good. But it was kind of disconcerting seeing the body.
Like,
if you could have just handed me the meat, I would have been like, this is good.
We only had the legs. Nobody showed me the rest of the frog, thankfully, because I probably wouldn't have eaten it. But that was a mess, like the little flapper. Nope. I don't think I'll volunteer to eat that again.
No.
Not even sure why we ate it the first time. She was one of those, find it and eat it type people.
Yeah.
You know, if it's still good, we're going to skin it and eat it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we had rabbit stew a few times.
Yeah.
It's pretty gamey.
We had squirrel a lot.
Yeah.
Because that was cheap and easy around the house, but they were, it was so greasy. I knew, and I was like,
yep.
Nope. Can't do it. It's like eating a rat.
No,
thank you very much. Nope. I don't even like them as pets, much less eating them. Nope.
Hilarious. I did not know that we grew up kind of the same way.
We did. And Dad loved, it was a treat for him to buy a jar or find somebody who had pickled pig's feet.
Ugh.
And I'm trying to get us to eat them. I mean, it still kind of makes me a little nauseous.
If you
still eat them,
it
probably.
It still is a wonder to me. My grandma used to do that. My other grandma used to do that. She liked pickled pig feet and cow tongue. And I was like, that's a thing?
Yep, it is.
We buy that at the store?
Delicacy.
And my mom would go to the store and get her cow tongue. And I'm like, but you can see my hair on my tongue. You're going to eat that?
And it looks like a tongue. Like, it looks like a tongue.
I'm not.
At least chop it up so it don't look so tongue-y.
I am not staying with you tonight, Mom. I'm not eating that.
I am not hungry.
It's a pickled pig feet. That's just, I'm going to pass right on by that. She used to get up in the middle of the night and she would make V8 soup. And she would wake me up to have it with her.
V8.
And it was V8 and like so maybe either Worcestershire sauce. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Some salt, pepper, put in the microwave.
The Bloody Mary was off the bar.
Without the alcohol. What? The I don't really want this at 3 o'clock in the morning. Thanks. She's like, it'll help you sleep. I don't believe it will.
Nope. Thank you. The other thing, while we're talking about it, was Dad used to love buttermilk. And he would have buttermilk and cornbread.
Oh, my mom!
And there for a while, like, I liked cornbread with, milk and cornbread.
Yeah.
Like, just plain milk. But Dad, we used to always, like, we weren't allowed to have a drink just whenever or whatever. So if Mom or Dad had a tea or something or milk sitting there, we were like, can we have a sip of yours? And
it's like Colonel's milk.
And one time I didn't realize and I didn't ask. I just snuck up behind Dad and thought I would just get a sip of his milk. I don't know why, because I don't like milk and I was allergic to it. But anyway, I took a big gulp and it was buttermilk. And he said he saw me doing it. And he just let me do it. He said, you never tried to drink my drink after that. I was like, well, I bet not.
Okay.
Spewed it all over the place. It's a wonder I didn't hurl because,
It's
disgusting.
It's so bad.
It is nasty.
Because of my mom's buttermilk habit as a kid, I know you can use it in cooking and never taste it, but I have not been able to make myself buy buttermilk to make anything as a grown person. I can't do it because I'm just like, I'll have to smell it.
So I was the same way, but I did start making it like with my homemade biscuits.
Yes.
Because it does make such a difference. And I just have to kind of stir away, get it all in there. Once it's cooked, you don't know, but you can't, like, there is a difference. They're better.
It's so
But it is
bad.
Hard to kind of get to that point where you're like,
I have not overcome. I can still taste it. And I just can't. Because she would make sweet cornbread, which that's how I make my cornbread. And then she'd put it in buttermilk, and it always looked so good. And I'd always want a bite. And I don't know why I kept going back, because it tasted like that. So gross.
Well, and I think that is probably part of the reason I don't like cottage cheese. Like, I like sour cream, but
I can eat cottage
moderation.
Cheese, but it's in moderation. Like, I can't buy it all the time. I cannot be a staple.
It's a texture and a smell thing for me with cheese.
I can't smell it.
Ugh.
I can't smell it. And I eat it with Doritos. So, can't really taste it either.
That's weird.
Nacho cheese, Doritos, and cottage cheese.
Sour cream I could get, maybe.
Oh, no.
Cottage cheese and Doritos.
Yep.
Oh, I made my stomach do a little flip.
I learned that from somebody I dated a long time ago. That was like his favorite snack. And then I had it and I was like, oh, it's not bad.
I mean, I've heard of people do it, putting like fruit in their cottage
cheese. I can't do that. See, I don't like sweet stuff in my food. I don't know why.
Weird.
I'm 100% opposed. I am super picky. It used to drive my uncle crazy because everybody had to bring a dish to my grandma's when we would do holidays at her house as she got older. And he would always pick the ham. I always tell my mom, can you please tell him not to do the pineapple rings and cherries on it, please, because I don't like, don't do the brown sugar. When we get ham, it's smoky flavored. I don't do the brown sugar stuff on it. We
don't put sweet in my savory.
We don't do yams. I can't do sweet foods at dinner. And so he would always do it, though. He'd have it covered in pineapple and cherries, and I just feel like, I'm not eating that.
I can't do it.
What are you talking about? It's perfect. It was perfect.
You put all the fruit on it.
And now it's disgusting, and I'm not eating that. My dad was notorious for that. He would soak pork chops in orange juice and cook them. And I'm just like, I can't do fruit-flavored meat. So gross.
So no pineapples on your pizza?
No.
That's illegal.
It's such a weird thing because, like, Austin will eat General Tso's with sweet and sour sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me gag. I order sweet and sour chicken for the Chinese chicken nuggets. I don't.
Sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah. Don't put your sweet and sour on it. It just wants the chicken part. Dip it in some ranch and I'm good to go.
Can I have ranch sweet and sour, please?
I can't do it. And my mom always does all the sweet foods for, like, candied yams.
I love, like, sweet potato pie or candied yams or something, but I don't eat it with my food. Like, that's what I have on my side for my dessert.
I can't do it. Like, all the juices run into, like, no.
And I think I love sweet potatoes, and I think my great-grandmother on my stepmom's side, they used to grow potatoes, sweet potatoes, yellow or white potatoes, you know, and so their basement was covered in potatoes. So we had all the potatoes. So she would boil sweet potatoes and then peel it and put peanut butter on it. And I love peanut butter. And I think that's part of the reason I love sweet potatoes is I had them at a young age. The other thing,
horrible.
Here's a treat. It was that or one of those, not oatmeal, but one of those raisin cakes. Not even the oatmeal, but the raisin cakes. And she would put peanut butter on it. And that was a treat. I don't eat those anymore, but I would eat some potatoes and some peanut butter. That was good. Anybody else out there with some weird foods that you put together?
I just tried sweet potato fries one time, and I was like, these are not horrible. They had salt on them.
Mm-hmm.
These are not horrible. But I don't even know what did it. I don't know if it's because she used to buy the big canned yams. And they're, like, so
syrupy, yeah.
And that, like, she would make that in a pot, and that was, like, the side dish for dinner. And I just think she ruined me for that stuff.
Now, if you ever, and you probably won't, crave something sweet. I was traveling. I was in an airport maybe one time, and they had sweet potato fries drizzled in honey and chocolate sauce and confectioner sugar. And it was just like pure dessert. Oh, it was the diabetes for sure.
I bet it was probably good.
So good.
If the fries are done good, I could see it being
crispy on the outside and gushy on the inside. Like, they're perfect texture.
I bet that would not
with
be horrible.
Honey and,
if I only saw that and there wasn't, like, food with it, I would probably be okay.
Like, yeah,
bring me a burger and some sweet potato fries covered in chocolate. I don't think I can handle all that.
Just one or the other.
Yeah, just so we're clear, I'm a chunky girl, and it's not from eating the sweets. Not
from imaginary sandwiches.
Right? Yeah. Eating my Domino's through osmosis. I had to, like, come back and proof check that, by the way. When she said that, I got home, and I was like, I don't see any Domino's boxes around here. And I opened the oven, and I was like,
well, it doesn't prove you ate it, though.
Definitely Domino's in the oven.
Everybody told you you did.
Peeked up in the boxes. I was like, damn, they eat a lot. I hope I didn't eat all that.
You didn't get your sandwich.
Right? I did not feel full when I woke up.
Oh,
I didn't even get a sandwich it was.
Maybe one
pineapple on it. I bet you it was the Italian one, which is probably why I woke up with human beings. I'm like, Fireball's never done that before.
Zach can find it.
This is not feeling good, guys.
Oh.
God.
Definitely your timing.
Oh, no. I think we ate completely different as kids, though. There are so many things I will not make them.
Mm-hmm.
Hot cereal is one of them. They won't touch it.
Like oatmeal?
Sophia will eat oatmeal, but like malt oatmeal.
And what is it?
Which is like, it's almost like grits, hot grits.
Mm-mm.
But it's wheat. It's like wheat cereal. Yeah, no, that was.
And see, that's what
my mom would make it really thick,
yeah.
And it would just sink to the bottom of your tummy, and just she's like, "But it's gonna keep you warm and full." And now the thought of it
vomit.
Makes me want to die.
My stepmom used to make oatmeal all the time, but she made hers like runny, like it looked like snot to me. Sorry for that visual, but I was just like, whoop. So I don't eat oatmeal. I was on a diet one time where I had to have like so much carbs and all this stuff, and so I would make myself eat oatmeal, but I wouldn't cook it. I would just put a bunch of peanut butter in it, dry, and just eat it like a cookie.
Cookie ever.
It's so
bad. I can't swallow.
But I was able to eat it.
Yes, and the hot ass coffee melts as it goes.
Can you imagine trying to chew it one hard?
That would be horrible. It would be the worst diet ever. I think I would cry.
And I was like,
what the fuck?
Out of grits? I don't think that's a thing. He was like, yeah, you just put sugar and butter and all this. I was like, that's just like,
that's what you put in grits.
Yeah, this is like grits to make
frosting.
He said that's what his mom used to make him and his brother, and that was a treat. And she called it frosting. Like, your mom lied to
mom
you.
Mom, you're not frosting. Your mom's an asshole.
She was.
Like cheap of cheap, bitch. Like, what is that? 25 cents a spoonful?
Like, I got news for you, buddy. That is not frosting.
I got some frosting for you.
We can eat a whole bowl of frosting.
I want you to taste the difference here.
This is frosting. This is disgusting.
And see, now she would do that though, you know. And we never use. I use real butter just because I don't like the taste or texture now of margarine.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a big tub of margarine in the fridge right now because I only use it for fry bread
because mm-hmm.
it's what melts up. But she used to make a big bowl of malt oatmeal, and she put a huge scoop of margarine in it and then cover it in sugar and then add a little milk. It's not a wonder I have eating problems.
Speaking of margarine, when the girls were little, I used to, you know, homemade from scratch everything, and I always used butter. So one time, my oldest daughter, when she was little, was helping my step-grandmother cook, and my grandmother told her to go in the fridge and get some margarine. And Jess was like, I don't know what that is. And my grandmother was like, it's right there. And Jess was like, well, in our house, we call that butter.
You mean
like,
butter?
I'm like, I don't know what margarine is.
Yeah. Little
cipolla
oil?
Yeah. Margarine? What?
Oh.
Crazy lady. We call that butter.
Well, and my two oldest were little, we used fat. I would buy like Rumlin Brown or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but it was still basically margarine.
Yeah.
It's still basically margarine that you're spreading on your toast. It doesn't quite melt. You know, it just sits there. And I don't know what changed it, but I just bought butter at one point, and we made toast, and I ate the toast, and I was like,
this is what it's supposed to
taste. This tastes 1,000% better. Why do we keep buying that?
Why are we eating plastic?
Oh,
because
it's 89 cents versus $4.
Right.
I get it.
But worth it for the flavor.
It is. And, you know, I've cut back on the amount of butter that we use when cooking, because it just does. I don't know. I'm from Oklahoma. Or like any bacon grease.
I was going to say bacon grease would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Yes. Like going home, my grandma still had her lard can.
Mm-hmm.
It was only for bacon grease because my grandpa eats bacon every single morning. And she would cook with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thought of that, because I keep a grease can, not for the same reason. I do it so I don't kill my sink. So I drain everything in there. But, as I got older, every time I'd go home and she'd make something, and I'd realize that it's just swimming in bacon grease, and I'm like, Grandma.
An old bacon grease.
Grandma, my tummy can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. You like that. You gotta stop.
Although, green beans made with bacon grease are just like...
chunks of bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Yes, you're right. You are right. And that's one of those things where you should make bacon in the morning. Just make that grease.
Yes.
And then do it.
3-week-old bacon.
Have you smelled 3-week-old bacon grease? That's really pretty gross.
Disgusting.
Every time I have to open the grease can to drain it, I still don't have my smell back a whole lot from COVID, but before... Every time I have to open that thing, because it would have taco meat and ground beef and whatever else I had to drain off in there, and I would open it, and every time I'd just be like, I hate my life right now. It's so gross.
Oh.
That's the only thing I keep coffee cans for. Cigarette butts and grease. Although, at least in my house, you know that when you see a margarine container in the fridge...
It really
that
is, margarine.
Is what is in there.
It's not Tupperware.
I don't think I have ever opened, I don't know how many times I have opened her fridge and I'm like, you know, end of the day or something, and I'm just like, I need to grab like butter or whatever, make myself some toast, and had to open 5 containers to find the one that still had butter in it because that was green beans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I don't know what that was, but I'm going to put it back anyway because I didn't put it there.
If I went, I remember growing up going to somebody's house that had actual Tupperware, and I was like, wow, they're fancy.
Right.
How can you could afford that? We just use butter and whipped cream bowls.
It drives my son crazy because obviously him and his daddy like Chinese food. And I save the Chinese food containers. I did more. They're a little cheaper now. Every time I open them, they split.
Yeah.
So I throw those away. But I save all of those Chinese food.
But
containers.
It's nice when you have people over and you just want to send some food over.
When the godfather and the uncle take leftovers, I don't get those back.
It's gone forever.
So they take Chinese food containers home now because I need my containers.
Mm-hmm. But
that's all I use them for. I was using them for Dan's lunches until I, you know, invested in my own stuff. But, no, they're great for leftovers.
If the guy in glasses takes food with him, which he, I have a story about that, but I sent him in those now because he ended up having to, he didn't have to, but he decided to buy me more Tupperware.
He had to because if you lose it, you're buying it.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't lose it. He just forgets about it. And then 3 weeks later, he's like, oh, I'm just going to throw the whole thing away. And I was like, you're doing what? Like, I'll put it in the dishwasher. It's fine. And he's like, no, no.
No, it's not.
So he bought me a whole new set. But now he hardly takes his lunch because he says the microwave at work is disgusting. And I'm like, but you...
So take some bleach wipes and clean it.
Clean it or just put a cover on your... You know, you just pop the side of it and you can still heat it up in there.
There are like
you
5, 6, 7 grown people there. Wash the damn microwave. Mine needs to be cleaned. But to be fair, I clean that thing a lot. And then within a week, I'm like, why is it so gross in here?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing in the microwave? We put nothing here that pops up and sprays.
So I have one of those microwave cover things that you just put over the dish or the bowl or the whatever. And the kind of glasses thought that was the coolest thing ever. The coolest thing ever. When the kids were younger, I quit using it because they weren't using it. The microwave was just stayed disgusting. So he uses it, and I use it, and the microwave is at home. So I think he's gotten used to that now. He's like, no, I don't even want to open it.
I've been guilty of that at times where our refrigerator kind of sucks and it's small. But the bottom shelf is amazingly deep. And as groceries get bought, things get shoved back further. And so when I go to, like I need to now, when I go to clean out the whole fridge, there will be this lonely container back there. And I'm like, how long have you been there? Nope, totally not going to open that.
Just going to throw that
just,
whole thing
I'm
away.
Sorry. I'll spend $10 and get some more.
Well, I mean, with the amount of people that you have in your home or coming through your home, you need several fridge.
I hate this whole side-by-side fridge thing, to be honest. It is so unfunctional. Nothing fits in there.
No. Yeah.
Cold drinks? No. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you have to hold that.
The room temperature soda is what you're getting because those don't fit in the fridge.
I was looking at new fridges just because I would like to have one that has, like, a water dispenser in it, and mine's
ours.
How old?
Yeah.
I learned. And... But I have an old side-by-side that I have in the basement for extra storage, and I know I don't want that kind.
Yeah, no.
Nope. But I don't know that the freezer on bottom is better or worse, because I've looked at those that have the pull-out freezer, you know, but I'm thinking that seems like a lot of digging and work, too.
Well, they have some of them where they have, like, the side shelf, and then they have, like, a top shelf that slides back and stuff, and those look kind of cool. I wouldn't mind having one of those. I've seen a couple... And I don't mind the ones with the double doors that open to only the fridge.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, oh, my God, look at all of the refrigerator.
Yeah, there's so much more room.
Santa.
Well, truly, though, the side-by-side, like, especially like yours, it doesn't feel like it has as much space as mine, which is just a normal little old fridge.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's so narrow. And I took it apart once. To clean it. I don't think I'll probably do that again.
No.
And I never got the shelves back the right way, and so there's even less room now because I'm not sure what shelf I put in wrong. But there's one whole shelf where only, like, butter and, like, super thin things slide into you because I'm like, what did I do wrong? I should have numbered it. I don't know how to do it. I refuse to take it apart again.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah. No. And we're going to have to replace everything here when we leave anyway, so this is getting cheap shit.
Yeah.
Whatever is in the dents and returns, that's what I'm putting in this house. What is it passes inspection? If we even do that, we may just take the appliances out and tell them, you know.
Yeah, or you can have what's left and then just good luck.
You can either keep it or get rid of it, but I'm not doing anything with it. I don't know. The fancier they get, the less functional they are.
And the more expensive they are, and the quicker they break down, it seems.
Yes.
Because, like, Dad was always an appliance repairman, and he's talking about how awful they are now.
Well,
washers, dryers.
We have the fancy Samsung washer and dryer, and I'm just going to say it. I would rather have a top loader.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it grows mold like no other, and you can't not get it to.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross. I don't enjoy it. And it's a pain in the butt because you open the door, the door swings shut. You open the door, the door swings shut. It was a top loader. I just open the door and do the shit I need to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's a pain.
And I have short arms.
Yeah.
So, like, trying to reach the back of the washing machine, I'm in it. And then I'm like, ew.
I don't want to be in here.
No.
Get me out. Yeah.
Although I found children fit better than dryers. They do. It's a big dryer. I didn't put them in there. They just got in there once. They got in trouble, but they do fit well in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could probably dry a couple kids.
Yeah. My youngest one got in the dryer one time when I was at work. My older daughter was keeping her, and I said, she called me to complain that Becca had peed in the dryer. And I was like, wait, I have questions. What is my child doing in the dryer? It was a game. I'm like, don't play that game. You're in trouble. Clean up the pee.
Just climb in the appliances.
It's dangerous. No.
Remember when we were kids, it was always a big deal where they would be like, there's an outside freezer. Don't get in it. I've never had to have that talk.
No. Well, I don't think they lock like they used to either, because, you know, they had those side latches that you had to, like, use your whole body to even open
people
them from the
outside. People find dead babies in refrigerators, and you're just like, what?
What happened to that problem?
Why?
We fixed it with better appliances.
Now we know why they're the way they are. Now they're just cheap and shit.
Yeah. They don't hardly close well
at
all.
They don't kill anyway. They can get in and pop that thing out. They're fine.
They're good.
I only do it on Wednesdays.
Oh.
So do you have a favorite holiday?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah. It used to be Thanksgiving just because it was a big, like, there was no stress of presents. There was no extravagant decorating because I'm not about either of those things. And it was always just our whole big family would get together and just eat and play cards and play games and just have fun and hang out. And I've already said that's my love language, just hanging out and having fun, enjoying company.
Yes.
But now we don't do that even. And so it's just like, eh. And everybody was, you know, last 2 years we did it, everybody was in a hurry to go Black Friday shopping.
I don't do that.
And I don't do it. And I just was like, no, they talked me into going 1 year. And I was so angry. I went to get like two or three things. It was like, one was like a laptop for my daughter. It's a single parent, times are tough. I was like, okay, I can afford this laptop. She'll be so excited. And I waited in line for hours and I was like the third person back in the line and they announced, oh, we're out, sold out, sorry. And I was just like, I didn't know that was an option. What do you mean you're out? Like, what do I get for sitting here for 3 hours? You know, and it's like 3-4 in the morning, and I was just like, I'm done.
I remember
I'm
those
done.
Days.
And I didn't shop for anything else. My aunt was like, oh, you can go find shoes cheap. I'm like, I don't need shoes. I wanted a laptop.
Yes,
that's why
yes.
I came. Take me for food and let me go home and take a nap because I'm done now. I'm tired. Don't ask me to go again.
I don't know how they do it now, but there was like 5 years where the Godfather and I, we would do Black Friday because, I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of money and that was an
mm-hmm.
easy way to get
oh, yeah.
what we wanted. We never got exactly what we wanted. But we had a strategy. I would have the cart and I would stand near the clothes because, you know, that Walmart always had like $3 jumpsuits and stuff for the kids or pajamas. So I would stand near the clothes and I would like find the size while I was standing there so I knew what I was grabbing. And he would go stand wherever the toys or whatever big thing he was trying to get was.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then, you know, it was like a mad rush.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute they'd announce that you could get stuff, he'd just start grabbing, whether we wanted it or not, he would just grab shit and run to the cart and throw it in. And we would do that. And
he would decide later if you wanted to put it back.
He'd down an aisle, and we'd go through the cart, and we'd get rid of what we couldn't afford or what we didn't want, and then... That was it. That was our strategy every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could do that. Now I'm older, and I don't have the patience for that. I don't even like people enough to be doing that. I will wait till 10 o'clock. And then I'm like, I'm going Black Friday shopping. I want to go see what deals are left.
Well, and I feel like, honestly, the deals are not as good as they used to be.
Not at all.
Like some maybe the big screen TVs
because
are good
deals.
Because we used
to get like midnight, and
yeah.
we would go stand in line in the cold at Starbucks for like 2 or 3 hours. And then, you know, eventually it got to the point where they would let you in the store, but you couldn't touch anything, which
mm-hmm.
was always weird to me, but whatever. Because, you know, people died trying to trample through the doors, so they had to let you in the store. And it was a fairly decent process. It took forever. You'd stand in line forever to check out. But now, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can go at 10 o'clock and... If the stuff I want is there, then it was meant to be.
Right.
Like, I don't want to go fight people. I don't even like people.
No.
And our Walmart up here is kind of scary. So I don't actually want to go in there when people are, like, fighting over stuff.
They will cut you.
I want to actually go home. And, you know, when they were doing it, like, early in the mornings, people would get mugged out there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to go shopping. I'll wait till it's light out.
Yeah, but and shopping is just not my idea of fun anyway.
Mm-mm.
I don't like grocery
shopping.
In
one day,
I would
do that.
Yeah, to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but just give me a list of people, and I will go do it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If mm-hmm. I had indispensable money, I would be done in a day.
Yeah. I'm terrible with even just picking out gifts for people. Like, I don't like the process. I don't know what somebody else wants. I don't know if I do know, I don't know what color or what size or shape or I overanalyze it.
Same
I don't
here.
Like it. It gives me anxiety.
I have to have the perfect gift. I'm like, that's my thing. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to look at it and be like, that is what I'm getting. That is it. That's the only thing I want. That's what this person's getting. I do a lot of online shopping, but it takes, like, once I get started down that rabbit hole, it takes hours of trying to get the deals, especially because we do Christmas Eve boxes. And those can get pricey if you don't catch the sales. Because it's, what, 11 people that we do Christmas Eve boxes for. And, you know, it's pajamas, and usually it's either a book or a movie or something, and then they get an ornament. And, yeah, if I can't get it last year, I spent, like, 5 hours between Sears still around? It was JCPenney.
It used to be Sears.
It was,
I don't know.
Probably JCPenney and Kohl's and Walmart.
Yeah.
Because every time I'd put them in the cart and get ready to check out, half of them would be gone. And I'd start having panic attacks because, like, that's the size I needed. I need that size. That's the only – I have two people left to shop for. I just need two pairs of pants.
Next time, you're going to take a guard.
Well, I'm right on the cart. I watched them disappear from my cart, and I'm like, it was right there.
Where did it go?
I think last year we had to, I walked into Five Below because I think that's when they opened, and there just happened to be a table with some Christmas pajamas on it. They weren't my favorite, but I had two people left, and they had the sizes, and I was like, that's it. We're done. I'm done.
That's what you're getting.
Merry Christmas.
The end.
I hate Christmas.
Well, and that's why it's not on my top list of favorite holidays.
I love it after the stress is done. When I can stay in bed shopping, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's right up to that point. It's usually, obviously, my first concern is the kids. Because if that doesn't come through, I cannot function.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need that to be done. Because if all else fails, that came through.
Right.
So, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm not probably the most fun person through November and December. I really try to be, but I'm so stressed out the whole time. You know, obviously things are inflated right now. Money's tight. Like, I don't like it. They're going to get a lot of clothes this year.
Well, they'll probably need them.
Here's your new wardrobe.
They're growing.
Last year, that was an issue too. Last year I went shopping, I bought our youngest like a whole new wardrobe on sale at Old Navy. Got all of these. She probably had 15 pairs of leggings and like 7 or 8 shirts, and I was all excited. And then we opened them up when they got here, and they were, I held them up and I was like, those aren't going to fit. not one thing is going to fit. It's all a size too small. And I had to like bag them up and go into Old Navy after they'd been raked over for their sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just need to get a bigger size. I don't even care about the pink one. I just can't. Get rid of these.
This is a bigger one.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Well, and this year's probably not going to be much better.
Yeah, I know. It makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
Does anybody else feel that way? If you feel that way, you could call and tell all of them. Because I do feel like, and we live in an area where there's not a whole lot of choice. I don't like driving out places, and right now we've got Walmart and Target. I don't know if you've seen Target's clothes lately, but unless I want to dress my kid as an Amish princess.
I was just going to say, is it those
probably not
Little House on the Prairie outfit?
What is happening?
I can't imagine anybody's actually wearing those. I've never seen someone out in public wearing something like that wasn't
probably in Amish country.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a... Are we really preparing for when we should be growing our own food and riding a horse? Because that's what it feels like.
Bripping ourselves with those
Targets the last 2 years, though, like, their clothes are just horrendous. I'm a 17-year-old. She should get to be bougie and be like, I want to go to Target. No. Target's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Walmart, and I started seeing those same styles at Walmart. And I was like, what? This is not a style. I have never seen anybody, no offense, I've not seen anybody but Mormon people and Amish people wear those clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
That's not church wear. Yeah. What?
I remember that same lady that sewed my little Cabbage Patch Kids, she used to make clothes. And I think she's the one that made me a dress like that when I was in like second grade. And then my step-grandmother used to always make us clothes too. So I was a kid walking around in those clothes.
My mom used to do, she'd go buy the patterns are that you buy. She would buy them and she would make us like matching pajamas.
Okay.
They weren't pajamas. They were like the frilly, like long nightgown. She would wear hers and I would wear mine.
They even made us those little bonnets to wear.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
I'm glad she stopped doing that.
And that itchy material that was like flame retardant.
Yes.
And super uncomfortable and
it was hot. It was hot. It's
hot.
It closed
itchy.
Around your neck and then you would have to sleep in it and you'd wake up and you'd just be like,
I can't breathe. I'm dying.
Just unbutton it, please.
Because the button's always in the back.
Yes.
And you couldn't reach it easy.
No.
And it was always a teeny little button.
I don't think I've ever been so happy as when she decided that was not her thing and she wasn't going to actually make me clothes. Thank you, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather go to secondhand stores every day of the week than that.
When I got older and realized I could sleep in a t-shirt,
right.
My life was just like so much better.
It
was like, I can wear a t-shirt and now like that's my clothing is a t-shirt at night. I'm like, this is amazing. Guy in glasses has no t-shirts left because I steal them all to sleep in. I'm like, sorry,
but
it's comfy.
A t-shirt.
It doesn't hurt.
That's how my kids are. Like, the only time they get pajamas really is Christmas because the boys will just wear their basketball shorts to bed and the girls take daddy's shirts and turn those into nightgowns and I'm like, whatever.
And now, I mean, now the version of pajamas is a t-shirt type thing and leggings that are, you know, Christmas pajama looking and it's like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
People go to Walmart and this, I'm fine.
Today,
you go to Walmart.
I got up with zero intention of leaving my car. I did not think very well when I got up this morning. I was not thinking ahead. I was thinking, we're going to a place where I can't even leave my car when I get there. I check her in on the phone. They come get her. They bring her back. I don't have to get on their car. I'm wearing my pajama pants and my hoodie, and I'm good to go. I did not anticipate that I was out of gas. And I'd already gone to 3 stores looking for cat litter, and nobody had any. And so I had to go in the big Kroger that we go to all the time. Everybody knows us. And I was in my pajamas. My hair was a mess because I literally just got up and slipped it up in a messy bun. I looked like a hot mess. I didn't even look anybody in the eye. I went straight to the cat litter.
I'm sorry.
They didn't have any. We had to get, because we don't buy scented, because Kiwi's allergic to a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had to buy scented cat litter in a brand that we don't ever use because store 4 didn't have any cat litter.
Well, you should have told me. I was at Tractor Supply Sunday. It was part of my errands, and they had a ton of cat litter there.
Was it clumping?
I have no idea.
I think it's a clumping because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Sure. And it would make a big puddle in there.
Entire aisle of it.
Now they have like the super expensive ones left, the ones that nobody buys because it's like $25, and we go through it every week, so I'm not gonna pay that.
Mm-mm.
But like the store brand, absolutely none. And that was 2 Kroger's. We went to Dollar General. They didn't have any. I was gonna go to Walmart, and I was like, I can't. I don't want to. And so we went to 3 stores to get dog food, too.
Wow.
Because she only eats the one kind.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had it. And I don't normally feel panicky. I know the holidays are coming, and I'm already stressed out. So when I can't find dog food, or cat litter in more than one place, like, I just, what?
Scary.
She was completely, like, and I had waited. She was completely out. She ate the last of it that morning, so there was no chance in going home without dog food. We have to find it somewhere. I don't care how many stores we go to. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe that. It's always the weird shit that I can't find.
Mm-hmm.
And dog food has been a problem since COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are times that I have to go to 2 or 3 to find her dog food. I'm like, really? It's Gravy Train. It's past $8 a bag. Can we maybe up that supply a little bit?
Okay, yeah.
I don't not buy special diet dog food. She doesn't need it. She needs
probably
Gravy Train.
There's probably a ton of the special expensive
stuff. Yeah, all
diet.
The expensive stuff is there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to need that to stop. I don't have the riches for to buy 4 or 5 bags at a time. I just need to be able to get it when I run out. There's plenty of toilet paper, though.
Not doing that again.
Yeah. There was plenty of toilet paper, guys.
So I ended up having to go into Walmart because we needed, like, you know, laundry detergent, fabric softener, the
all
big
weird shit.
The big things that are just cheaper at Walmart, and I hate going. And there were several, like, blank, empty
yes.
shelves, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Luckily, it wasn't anything that affected me, but I noticed detergent. There was tons that were missing. The toilet paper was very stark. There
really?
Was not a whole lot. Like, even the potato chip aisle, I think, was
oh, that's been
there. And I was surprised. I normally go to Food City because it's closer to the house. It's relatively inexpensive. I know where everything is. They have all the things that I want, and their meat section is good. So I'm like, okay, this is good for me. But for those things, I do go to Walmart, and Food City's been stocked. Like, I've not seen any issues there.
Which is really weird
but,
because it is store to store. So here's one, though, that gets me. I buy Ragu sauce, like the Alfredo,
mm-hmm.
and when they did the cheese, okay? Because Ragu costs $1.79 a jar, and I have a big family, well, they switched the cheese into these cardboard boxes. So you buy it in a container now, okay? I went yesterday, because I used to stock up on that shit. It's $3.89 for the same amount of cheese sauce in a cardboard box.
Wow.
What? I have problems with this. Like, I really seriously want to be a Karen and write Ragu and be like, what the fuck?
You change the container, which
it's
should be
cheaper.
It's the
same shit.
And the same
and
amount.
It's $4
yeah.
a box? And it's less than what comes in the jar. The jar is 16 ounces. The box is 15.8.
And I would think the box would be
cheaper
to make than the glass.
And why did we change it anyway? Didn't do that to Alfredo or the spaghetti sauce. What is happening?
Oh, well, I will say this, too. We almost have a crisis because the last 2 times I've been to the grocery store, I live off of coffee and Coke Zero. And,
yeah,
the Coke Zero is first, too. I even bought cherry Coke Zero yesterday, and my glasses was like, oh, that's different. And I said, it wasn't my choice. I was thankful. He's like, okay, I'm going to be on the lookout for you.
We went to Walmart. Was it Walmart? No, it was the little Kroger. Yeah, because I've been having a hard time finding these
mm-hmm.
because they last me a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay, fine, whatever. I'll buy 2 liter if I have to. I just don't like drink. I don't know. I just don't want to.
You want to
buy double fisted? I had to buy the mini bottles
mm-hmm.
that are like 8 packs
for like way more money than yeah.
What?
Wow.
I'm gonna drink an 8-pack a day.
Yeah.
What? For $12?
Wow, that's an expensive habit.
Right? Well, I haven't been able to find Diet Coke, though.
Yeah.
Like, when we go in, there's none. And
yeah.
And it's not just happening in the grocery store. It's definitely happening in the convenience stores, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, last example ended up bringing me Coke Zero, which I have nothing against. There's just a distinct taste difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked Diet Coke. And so I was like,
why?
What is this?
Why did
you
do this to me?
What is it? Because I didn't have a Diet Coke. Well, why?
I do not understand the words.
You
could have
gotten
in your mouth right now.
Small bottle. Everybody equal 1 big bottle.
Or 2 liter. That's the way I'm with my Coke Zero. I don't like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I drink it, but I like it. And yeah, I get 2 liter, whatever, but
I'm going to be...
Yeah.
At some point, I foresee, I mean, I hate to say it, I do think it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to see the actual trickle down now, where we were seeing those gaps for a little bit, and everybody was like, should we be concerned? When we went to Kroger the other day, and they didn't have Diet Coke, they didn't have cat litter, they did have cat food, thankfully, but they didn't have dog food. We were just kind of walking the aisles. The ramen section had been torn apart. There was, like, no ramen.
Wow.
I said, okay. Like, cat food, dog food, cat litter, you know, it happens. Soda, okay, it's not the worst thing ever. But when we start seeing ramen disappear from the shelves,
the problem with ramen is
should
problem.
We be worried now? should we be stocking up? Because I feel like when the 39-cent pack of ramen is no longer to be found, we could probably hit a problem. Because that's always there. There was no ramen.
Maybe somebody was preparing for the apocalypse.
I mean, maybe. The pieces of ramen are pretty cheap. I do keep those in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little disconcerting to walk over and be like, what? There's like a box. There was like two of the cases and like just random ramen packets
mm-hmm.
thrown around on the shelf, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't fill the shelf, that's for sure. And I was just like, what the fuck, Joey? Should we be worried? Should we be stocking up? I mean,
I don't know.
And meat has gotten really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem for me. Like chicken, I live on chicken. It has gotten really expensive.
Yeah, it has.
When I buy it only for myself, I can't, like, I will not buy it if I'm only buying it for me, because at that point, I'm like, can I really justify spending that just for one person? Because I don't think I can.
Yeah. Because I usually buy ours, like, the big, huge family pack,
yeah.
and then I divvy it up into smaller Ziploc bags because it's just two of us. And, yeah, I've not even been doing that because it's, like, it's still not affordable, even the family pack. So expensive.
I'm not seeing as many meats on sale. Now, we did go to, when we were at Kroger, the butcher came out, and she was like, I just packaged these, and it's only $5 for the pack. Do you guys want it?
Yes.
I was like, yes.
I'll take several. How many do you have? Yeah.
These kids are about to get, like, super tired of pork, because that is literally what I have left in my freezer. We have pork roast. We have pork loin. We have pork chops. There's going to be about to be a lot of pork.
At least you can do different things with it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Kind of a pain about that. I don't know. I'm going to need meat to go down. Like, just meat. I just need, you know, Kroger used to do where they put my 3-pound thing of hamburger meat on sale for, like, $6.
Right.
I'd go in there and buy, like, 7 of them.
Right.
Stock up the freezer, and I'm like, $14.
I think you're going to go frog digging soon.
Right, we're about to go. There's a lot of bunnies in the backyard. I feel like we're almost there. If we were in Oklahoma, this would not be a problem because my sister literally hunts in her yard, and we would have deer out the ass.
You just ship me some food.
Can you just freeze it and ship it? Ship me the food.
Might be worth the drive for that.
She's ready for the year. I mean, they have chickens, so they've got plenty of chicken. They have fresh eggs. They're hunting now, so they are getting their deer meat in. And, you know, two or three good-sized deer, that's plenty of meat. I feel like we're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I do. Like,
you can do that. That's great. It's a whole lot cheaper.
It's so much cheaper.
It's probably healthier. But seems real messy.
No, messy. Okay, so between the two of us, I am not the country-ish person. I don't do things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go gather eggs. I don't even like chickens. I'll pet the goats because they're cute. I'll feed the baby cow because it's cute, except when it sucks in my hand. It's kind of gross. But I don't like to go fishing. I especially don't like to go fishing when we stick our hand in fish mouths. That's scary,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to get bit. I have tiny hands. I'd lose an arm. She's got bigger hands than me. And I don't hunt. And I remember when the kids were like 5 and 7, Austin and Katie, it was hunting season, and I was ill-prepared for the scene that I was going to meet when I took them to her house. Because I guess I just went... I must have just missed it every single time, but I got there and there were two deer strung up on the front porch, gutted and bleeding out, and I was like, what? What did I just walk into? Why do I feel like it's a horror movie here? There is blood everywhere. It was bad. But they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
There's some pigs up there. They're pretty large.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but I'm not that person. I can't.
No.
Can you warn me? Because the entrails are...
Oh, she knows what
I'm saying. I'm a little disturbed now. It's staring at me, so it's sad and dead.
Yeah, I don't want my meat, I don't want my food in general to resemble the animal it came from.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fish, I want the head off, I want it filleted, I want the, you know, skin, everything gone, I just want the little piece of fish.
Thankfully, the kids really didn't react to it, because, I mean, it's not like they don't know they hunt. Katie, gotta love autism, because she literally just walked up to it, stared at it, and then walked inside and was like, is that what we're going to eat? Okay.
Oh. I can't even buy a whole chicken now, because I'm like, it just, I don't know, it just grosses me out. Grosses me out.
Like the ones that have already been plucked.
Mm-hmm.
In the, so when...
yeah, I'm not plucking it, that's for sure.
My two oldest were little. We got commodities from the natives. And we would get, they have their, so basically it's like its own little grocery store. You have a list of what you can get, and you just go through and you pick it up, and you, it's like a food bank grocery store, basically. But you could either get canned chicken, which is cool, but you don't get very much, or you could buy a whole chicken that had been split.
Right.
And so I learned,
mm-hmm.
I learned, and I will do it. I'll get it, and I'll crock pot it till it's cooked, and then I debone a whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun, though.
No, yeah, I have done it, and I can do it, but I prefer not to. If I can just buy the chicken breasts or the drumsticks or the whatever, then I'm good.
And I, you know what, I've never made a fried chicken in my life.
So, growing up, that was one of the only ways I thought you could make chicken. Like, chicken dumplings or fried chicken. That was the only things I knew how to do.
I like a shake and bake. I'll get you on some shake and bake every day of the week. I don't know why I have never, because I'm always afraid I'm going to undercook it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really do, well, I probably will be soon because it's probably cheaper, but I don't really do bone-in chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's typically what you cook.
Mm-hmm.
And when it has a bone in it, it's harder to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always afraid I'm going to, like, kill somebody.
And you always have those little pink pieces toward the bone that don't look done, but you know they are done.
Yeah.
But they,
you want dark meat?
Yep. You want them gone, gone. And I don't like dark meat because it's so greasy.
So I've never made fried chicken.
Yeah.
I will say that was one of the few things my mom could make, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pushing it. It was, she did fried chicken well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I can crock pot you some chicken,
mm-hmm.
and I can shake it in a bag and put it in the oven. I cannot fry a chicken. I make bacon for days. I cannot fry chicken. I feel like I would fail.
We could fry some chicken breasts. That might be a
compromise. I don't even know, because chickens, man, that's thick.
Mm-hmm.
And they fry quick. And I'm just like, it's going to be wrong. And we're all going to die of salmonella poisoning.
Let's get in the microwave for a minute.
Wait, can we fry it? Now put it in the oven and bake it. It's dry. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry.
I don't know. That's not my thing. I will eat some fried chicken. I don't even really remember the last time I ate fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I used to fry a lot.
You have it from the Chinese place.
I do. I was going to say, Full House Chinese Food in Powell, Tennessee, they have it on lock. Their Chinese chicken nuggets are quite good. Although they changed something this last time, because it's usually like tempura.
Mm-hmm.
That they use.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was brand new grease or if they changed the batter, but it held a lot of grease this time.
Ooh.
And so when you bit into it, you just can tell. You,
mm-hmm.
When you bit into it, I was just like, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
This seems not the same. If I'm wiping it off my hands, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little different. I might have to talk to them.
Well, and it's funny because, like, the things you eat as a kid, you don't think anything about. I would eat fried chicken all the time, didn't think anything about it. Well, then when I figured out that the breading was coated to the skin and that's what
yep.
I was eating, I was like, oh,
yep.
I couldn't do it anymore.
And that's it, too. Like, I don't buy things with skin on it unless
mm-hmm.
I have to.
Yeah. And then you take the skin off.
I do.
I do. I cut all the fat off.
Yeah,
I cut
yeah.
all, yeah.
I still cut up everybody's meat in this house because I want to get all the fat off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, they're all children at this point.
Let me take care of you. Do not
yeah.
eat that.
Even when we have, it's hard for me when we have guests in the house because I'm like, do I do that for them. I let them cut their own meat.
Do I trust them with a knife?
In my living room on the carpet. Oh, no. Yeah, I have steak knives for days, and I don't even remember the last time somebody takes them out. Except me.
There's no need. I'll do that for you.
Austin, Dan, the kids. Yeah. It all goes to them pre-cut. Now you know.
So it comes in front of me pre-cut. You don't think I'm a child.
No.
Doing what you do.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I do it to Jeremy when he's here. I do it to all of them. I'm just like, it's just quicker.
I'll make it look right.
I don't even know why I do that shit.
That is funny.
I might have a problem.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I'm going to do when the kids leave.
Because I don't, like, growing up, ours was always, like, I say buffet style, but it was on the oven. It was on the stovetop, rather, and it was all in the original pots and pans, and you just went over and got what you wanted. Like, never got a plate made for me, that's for sure, until I came here. And, you know, I remember, you know, as a teenager going to somebody's house, and everybody sat down on the table, and all the food was out in bowls, and I was like, what is this?
What do we do with
not,
that?
It's cold now. Like, I don't understand. It was like, okay, I don't know why y'all was doing this.
We had to rethink Thanksgiving this year with that. Like, we're going to get another table and probably do it buffet style this year just because there's more people.
Yeah.
And it just takes up the whole table. We'll just have to lock the cats up or we'll lose the turkey.
Yeah. Well, and the first time, like, you made a plate for me, I was like, it's okay, I can do that. And you were like, no, it's fine, that's what I do. And I was like, but you don't have to. Like, I can do it. No, it's okay, I got it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's just,
like, what do you want on your burger? I was like,
I
don't know.
It would be so much easier if I had a bigger kitchen. Like, I would care to put everything out on the counter and be like, do what you do.
Yeah.
But here, I'm like, don't come in here.
Yeah, you've got, like, 5 feet of space. It's like, no.
Back up, children. Because when we first moved in, they would all, like, come at me in the kitchen. I'm like, there's no space. Stop. Get away from me now. It's so hot and everything's hot. Get up.
You're going to knock the ogre. You're going to get hurt. You're going to waste food. No.
Get out of my kitchen. And Dan does the same thing. They will come in. He's like, there's too many people in here. Everybody needs to do work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we barely can get in there for, like, a fireball shot.
like,
lurking in the corner.
I hate the
past
does not work for this family.
Yeah.
We saw a modular home on TikTok, because he's not a big fan of those. I'm like, but there are pluses, because it's very hard to find ranchers here.
Mm-hmm.
And we do need a one-level house. That's just the reality.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be forever, I'm not climbing stairs forever.
Well, and his knee won't.
And he
hold
can't
up.
Forever.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at it, though, and it's literally, it's called a farmhouse something. And they have, like, the sliding barn doors, and the kitchen is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the counters. And I'm like, see, this is what I want.
The advantages of, yeah.
Either build it in a barn, I want my barn dominium, or you buy something like this, because
mm-hmm.
that's really where we're going.
When I was married, we were right before the end, we were looking at houses, and we were looking at this neighborhood, a beautiful new neighborhood, gorgeous homes, you know, big, spacious, and reasonable. I was like, how can they afford? These are so inexpensive, a lot of ranchers and all that. Well, it was because they were all modular homes that were put together there, you know, and he was like, nope. But the kitchen,
I think
it's so big and pretty.
Nope. They have so many cool things about them. And I'm like, if it's a good builder, I in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I grew up in a trailer. I don't give a shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
it has four walls and a roof. I'm good.
One of the old 10 single-wide trailers is what
mm-hmm.
I lived in as a little kid. And back then, it didn't seem that small. Now I realize, though, that my bedroom was not a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. It might have been an office of sorts. But it had no closet, and
mm-hmm.
the size of it, thinking about it now, would probably be like almost maybe a little bigger than my walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that bad.
Yes. That's me. I mean, I shared a room with my sister my whole childhood, and the farmhouse was one of those. There was no hallway. You just walked between rooms to get to another room. You know,
yeah.
You just went from the living room, you walk to another room, and that was the bedroom. You walk to another room, and that was the bedroom. You walk to another room, and that was the kitchen. And my first bedroom by myself was our old dining room, which was actually not even a dining room. It was some
cracking
pot. Yeah, it was like a nook off the kitchen, and it had all windows around it, and it was like a plywood floor, and it was, yeah, it was about the size of a closet.
Yeah.
I mean, it was smaller than your bathroom. I mean, it was tiny.
Yeah.
But I was so excited because it was all
yours.
Mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, this is my room.
Ours? In my head, my brother's room always seemed huge. It was a single white trailer. Like,
yeah, it's not that big.
An old single white trailer.
Right.
So there's no way it was as big as what my mind says it was. But we had, like, you walked in the door, and there was his room, my room, and then a tiny little walkway, and then a bathroom, and then my mom and dad's room, which always seemed huge to me,
mm-hmm.
and then a little kitchen and a living room and dining room.
Right.
I still am trying to figure out how in my head all that space ended up in that little tiny trailer.
Well, it probably seemed bigger because you were smaller. You were younger, you were smaller, everything seemed bigger.
I guess. I mean, we lived in a trailer when we moved here, and it looked bigger on mine. And then I remembered how small trailers were when we moved in, and I was like, I could get out of my bed and cook, literally.
Sit here and make it.
Yeah, I was like, let me stir the spaghetti. Yes. Yep. That was... So the idea of a modular home, though, some of them are so big, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I can live in that. The amount
mm-hmm.
of space. Now, if we could figure out a basement situation with one of those, I'd be even happier.
Mm-hmm.
But I would do it. I just want a farmhouse. I just want something huge.
I feel like you're in Tennessee, you could do that. Like, basements are pretty stable, and it's pretty easy to do that.
If you're above the floodplain,
mm-hmm.
like, how you can do it.
Yeah.
It's floods like crazy here.
Oh, yeah.
We're okay up here, but up here we get sinkholes.
Oh.
Like, we have a sinkhole in the backyard.
Yeah, that's not good.
I want to move. Oh, let's sell it before we cave in.
Yeah, that's probably good
yeah.
to move away
there's,
from.
And there's some on other streets that, like, my friend, Liam's best friend, their backyard looks like they dug for a pool.
Wow, that's terrifying.
Right?
Yeah, I'd be moving.
Yeah.
Fill that in real quick and leave.
And the builders... The ones that built these houses went out of business, so you can't even, like, you can't do anything about
mm-hmm.
it.
Wow.
So, yeah. No. On that note, I hope everybody has a great week. We will not be back next week. Miss Danielle will be out of town. You know, unless Danielle comes out here and chit-chat for 2 hours, but probably not. I believe we'll probably be having a Cinephiles tomorrow night. Not 100% Friday.
Yes.
There is a note by note on Friday. And you'll just have to stay tuned on Movie of the Week. I guess that depends on Austin's schedule. So I hope everybody has a great night. And thank you for, you know, the two people out there listening. We love you guys.
Thanks.
'Cause it's down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave, and these will be our last words. Then the chance